Welcome to you. And you are right now listening to the Relaunch Podcast. And yet again, I have uncovered an amazing woman who is doing incredible things. But again, there were relaunches along the way that we are going to dive into. And when I first met her, I was like, there's so much. Just, you know, when you start to think about synchronicity, things that come together at the exact perfect timing, this conversation, I have no doubt for you, will be one of those. Karen Roberts is a seasoned fitness industry veteran with over 25 years of experience. Yes, she's one of us who made a bold leap into the digital space. There was a radio station, Mintwave, that recognized her expertise and invited her to actually launch a weekly show, A Coffee with Karen. And having interviewed countless coaches, consultants, therapists, healers, Karen uncovered a common thread, that secret, right? The power of sharing personal stories to expand influence and audience reach. And guess what? We're going to go there. And in 2021, I feel like I need a little drum roll here. She took charge of the station and actually ended up founding Raising Vibrations Podcast Network. How cool is that?
You're listening to the Relaunch Podcast with your host, Hillary DeCesar, best-selling author, TV host, speaker, and 23 years as a neuro-business performance coach. She will merge modern personal development, up-to-date neuroscience, and ancient wisdom with a twist, while using her one and only 3HQ method. Get ready to be empowered in your journey of self-reinvention and ignite your professional dreams. Each episode unfolds inspiring stories of remarkable relaunches, revealing the tips and secrets behind them. Join us in these conversations, offering you the insights and tools needed for your own extraordinary relaunch.
Welcome, Karen, to the Relaunch Podcast, and so excited to have you here.
Well, thank you so much for having me. It's very unusual that I'm the guest these days. So yes, it's a new opportunity.
Isn't it fun? I often think about that when I'm on another person's podcast. I'm like, wow, this is like easy breezy. I'm like, I'm just here to to talk. I can do that versus have to think about what's coming next. So Karen, what I love about your story is that you have so many significant relaunches along the way in just what I just read, your bio. But what do you think was the most significant relaunch that got you where you are today, that made you the woman you are today? What do you think that would be?
If I'm honest, it's probably come out of the awful thing that happened to all of us, you know, wherever you are in the world, 4 years ago from the lockdown. If you'd have told me this is what I'd be doing, you know, 5-10 years ago, I would have, yeah, really? But I found my place. For me, podcasting is the most fun way to drive your business. And especially if you're, I'm not saying all podcasters have ADHD, right? But throughout my journey,
we might be a little distracted. We might.
Well, but it's just more fun. We can have just a conversation rather than sit down and think and plan something, because I'll overthink it and procrastinate about doing it.
And we're given the luxury of jumping around. If we want to, we can. Hey, that's the
absolutely.
Best part.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So it really, really suits me. But yeah. Yes, I would never have known it. Never.
But Karen, it didn't just happen, right?
No.
Things happened. It didn't just happen. And as I read in your bio, 25 years of experience in the fitness industry. You are certainly not doing jumping jacks as you're doing your podcast right now. So I need to know, what really happened there? Because I was so intrigued that you would give up And maybe you haven't. Maybe I don't. Maybe you're still doing a lot of the fitness, but you had such a great relaunch into now your passion is podcasting. And what happened?
Yeah, sure.
What happened to the passion of the fitness industry?
Well, it's just switched. I mean, at the end of the day, I was very comfortable up on stage in front of lots of people. I was motivating them. I was inspiring them to create change from a health perspective. But now, hopefully, I'm doing the same thing. But I don't have to jump around and get sweaty anymore. You know, I'm not getting any younger. And it got to the stage where I was like, do you know what? How much longer can I keep up such a physically demanding job? You know, I taught very high energy classes. I was also a sports therapist. So it was still very, very physical. I was getting to the stage, well, you know, what's going to happen when I get a little bit too old to actually do this? What's next?
I mean, there's Jane Fonda. And right. Yeah. Mom used to do her classes and would drive. We lived in LA and would drive over the hill and go into the valley to do the classes with her, if you can believe that. But yes,
wow. I get it.
But there had to be like, so COVID, was COVID truly the catalyst that said, hey, the classes were closing down and you needed to find something? Was that the timing or what happened?
No, it happened a little bit earlier than that. So about 2016, and I was very, very tired, very close to burnout. Mm-hmm. I had just moved back to the UK from a very sunny Algarve in Portugal, where I'd lived for 8 years, had my own fitness studio there. And the difference between the Algarve and London is there's no sunshine.
I was just in London last week. You are so right. I mean, I lived in London for almost 8 months and it flooded back to me. I'm like, wow, that's cold. That's a cold rain.
It is. It's cold. It's gray. There's no sunshine. So no vitamin D. And I was very tired. And it wasn't actually, I was thinking, it's time to give this up. I'm getting too old for this. And a few months later, I realized, no, I'm still tired. So I finally, you know, went to the doctors that I sort of ignore going to and got a blood test. And I was just, my vitamin D was on the floor. That was it. But I'd made the step. I'd left the industry and I wanted to be a speaker because for me, that would be the next logical step to motivate and inspire. But I didn't have anything. I didn't have a program. So I fell into something was introduced to me around high ticket affiliate marketing. And I thought, great, I haven't got to create anything. So I thought I was taking the easy route, selling other people's programs. Again, I was very good at bigging other people up and getting excited for them. And I did that for a couple of years.
It's kind of what you had to do with the fitness, right? I mean, you're a motivator.
You
are on a stage, whether you're working with a group class or individuals, you're pumping them up, right?
Yes. So it seemed like the natural next step. And I thoroughly enjoyed it, was doing really well. And then the company got shut down overnight. And I thought, oh, I'm never going to put all my energy and focus into something that I don't have control of, something that's for other people. And because I'd made the jump already, I thought, and I think many people go through this sometimes, they think they should do something rather than following their passion. I felt, well, 25 years in the fitness and wellness industry, maybe I should go back and do something with that. I retrained in nutrition. I mean, I'd already done nutrition, but I studied the ketogenic diet for therapeutic purposes and fasting for the health benefits. And I was just about to relaunch. had my biggest, my first big stage debut, as it were, in London, speaking about this, wanted to do live events where it was more of an experience than just speaking from stage, to combine fitness, mindset, nutrition, and then lockdown happened. So, what do I do now? What next, right? Where I'm sure many people had that. And, well, you know, like many, it's like, okay, that new word, right? Pivot. I had to pivot.
We call it a relaunch, on this show.
Yeah.
We don't really say pivot anymore.
Well, it's another relaunch.
It is.
So
it is a form of a relaunch, because when you think about it, it's so interesting. When you think about pivoting and you modify your pathway, right? A relaunch is, I think it's more calculated. It's more of a, you have had the success. We are aged with wisdom, and we have the ability to follow, and we call it the relaunch process and 3HQ, head, heart, highest self, to try to make sure that you can have a transformation with any type of relaunch, but it can be both good and bad, right? I mean, that's what life's all about. You can go through a process and be like, God, that really sucked. You know, how many people have gone through divorces and then they are like, oh, I could have handled that better. I could have handled that differently. And so I love that you're now saying, okay, I need to modify, self-correct, and share with us what came next.
Well, I just thought, I need to learn something. It's probably the ADHD, constantly learning. And I thought, I'm going to put on a summit to try and lift. It wasn't for profit. It was just to try and lift people's spirits during that tough time. And I had 20 other coaches that I interviewed from the fitness background, some from mindset background, some from more the spiritual. So I had 20 coaches that I interviewed, and I just thoroughly loved the process, because I'm genuinely interested in why they're doing what they're doing now. You know, what led them there? How are they helping people? I learned a lot personally, and I just thoroughly enjoyed it. And it was on the back of that, I was offered a radio show. And Hillary, there was no plan back then. I didn't know why I was doing it. I just said yes, because I enjoyed doing it. I thought, well, I'll figure it out as I go. I'll just keep doing what I'm doing. So I started my podcast because radio is very limiting, right? Once it's aired, it's gone. So about 6 months later, I started a podcast, use the same content on the podcast. And I just was just interviewing people. It wasn't for me. I didn't have a program. I didn't know why I was doing it. And as I progressed after interviewing so many different, coaches, therapists, they were from the conventional all the way to the more woo-woo. And it was more to sort of inspire the listeners for them to create change. And I thought, you know what, you guys, none of you are in competition. I've got one coach over here serving 40 plus men, helping them go for a divorce. And this woman's helping menopause or health or whatever. And I wanted to create some form of directory for the public to come and find the right fit for them. Because I don't know about you, but when you get people sort of apply to be a guest, you might read their bio or go to their website, and I might have I've created a story in my head as to what it is they do. And until they come on and I ask them questions, by the end of the podcast, I've got a completely different story going on, as it were, as to what they do and how they help and who they help. And
it's
just
a beautiful thing. It is the beautiful thing about a podcast. And I don't find that there is any competition. I think it is so great when someone says, hey, this is who I focus on. And, I'm really trying to level up people, and I'm like, yeah, me too. How are you doing it? Yes. Let's figure out, is there a way to collaborate? I mean, I'm doing this right now with a woman. We have a big event that's going to be announced shortly in October. And it all happened from, I was on her podcast, she was on my podcast. All of a sudden I'm like, we're doing basically the same thing, but you're doing it in the Southern Hemisphere. I'm doing it in the Northern Hemisphere. Let's put together her world. Are you in? And she's like, yes. So I love that you realize that, like, bring people together, get their stories. And a lot of times on first blush, you don't know. You don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And then you pull it out. And so I want to keep pulling out from you, because now you have a very successful podcast business where you help people launch their podcasts, make money with their podcasts. And I think the podcast world is something that I read on your website, like 65% a couple years ago, 65% of people had at least listened to, all the way down to age 12, a podcast. And it's growing and growing. And there's now over 3 million podcasts out there. But, you know, what are you seeing? Because you have so many great stories about this. What are you seeing about people who maybe are listening right now and they're like, maybe I would like to start a podcast, maybe, or how could I find a really good podcast for me? Because those are two things that I run into with people. Well, how do I even find, like, you know, how would I find your podcast if I didn't know you, if I didn't hear from you, if I wasn't listening to you?
Well, I think that's the thing. You know, so many people, they want to start a podcast and then they overthink it, or they think, well, who's going to listen to me? Which, of course, you know, I still go through, right? Who's gonna listen to me? Who wants to listen to what I've got to say? And I think a lot of people talk themselves out of it because they have overthought it, and they think they get overwhelmed with what needs to be done. And I think my message is really just start. I had no clue what I was doing. And I think 80%,
but then people are like, but what about the equipment? What about, you know, I mean, really?
Yeah. White noise.
Yeah. What do you say to that? Like, what is the minimum way to get started?
A mic, a simple mic. I didn't start with that. Simple mic, headphones. That's it. Just start, you know, because quite often, you know, as you grow, you want to have built a backlog. And we know that a lot of people, and I found this as I went through my journey, that so many people do not continue past even 10 episodes. You know, they give up too quickly because it's not a short-term strategy. This is a long-term.
This is really fascinating to me. I heard the phrase pod fade. They just fade out. And, you know, 8 to 10, they get them and then they're like, wow, this is so much fun. But it's work. I mean, I've been doing this now for 3 years, every single week. I happen to love it. Like, I saw you on my calendar this morning, and usually I don't do the mornings, but I go a little later in the day. But I was like, yes, so fired up. But a lot of people, how do you get them past that pod fade, that 8 to 10, where they're just like, so excited. And then they stop doing it.
Well, they need to have a strategy. And I didn't have this strategy. And I think it's because, you know, when I started, I was offered this weekly radio show, which is a 60 minute, right? And, you know, I would never advise anybody to start with 60 minutes. But because I sort of felt I had to do it, I did it. And you don't know what you don't know, right? So as you progress, when I started the podcast network, I was already a couple of years in. So for me, it seemed easy, and I didn't, you know, I'd forgotten, right? Because I wasn't giving them a strategy. I was purely providing the platform, and they went to it on their own. And yes, they sort of maybe ran out of topics or didn't feel they were getting enough momentum. And so now we sort of give people a bit more of a strategy, a process to follow, so that it's a lot easier for them to keep going. Because, yeah, it's not going to happen overnight. But, yeah, just be consistent, whether it's, you know, some people we have on our network now, they just do a bi-weekly. You know, as long as you commit to doing what you've said you were going to do and show up. When you said you were going to show up, you know, the time's going to pass anyway. If you've got a business and you're in it for the long term, does it matter how long it's going to take? Just keep going. And the more you learn, the more you can tweak. If you try to do everything in one go, yes, if I started, you know, with all everything that I know now, yes, maybe I would have been a little bit overwhelmed, and would I have continued? But it's just to start. Get started. You don't have to have any of the fancy equipment. But yes, you want to have some form of strategy if you want to use your podcast as a way to drive people into your world. If you have, you know, if you have some kind of coaching program, if you have something that you want to sell on the back of it. But I just feel that it's the best way to do it because you get the opportunity to show up as you. You know, I show up as, you know, as me, it's my authentic self, and you can speak from the heart. It's not a script, because I think these days, you know, Facebook, LinkedIn, you can just get AI to write a post. You can get AI to create everything. When you have your own podcast, it's you turning up as you, and it's conversational. Then you're demonstrating to the listener maybe how you can help people. There's going to be more of a know, like, and trust factor. So I think it's an incredibly powerful platform for people when used correctly.
Even if you, whatever you have, you are in business, there is something that you can be doing as these people are listening. And I had somebody once say to me, when I first started, I started during COVID as well. And it was a very interesting process because I did a couple solo episodes and then I went into having guests on. I remember sitting in the room by myself, which, you know, we were all by ourselves for a long time, in, you know, during COVID. And those beginning episodes, I was an open book. I mean, I kind of like, I'm hitting my head for those that aren't watching right now. Like, I can't believe what I shared. Like, I can't believe there is a story, one of my first ones where I'm in like a water bra going through the airport and I get pulled out, like, where's the water? And I'm like mortified. But, and now I think the evolution of a podcast, here's another thing I think people get tripped up about, that you think it has to be perfect right out of the gates. I mean, if I could go back, and people have, you know, kind of laughed and said, oh my God, the first, like, I'd say 10 episodes they're crazy. There are some crazy stories in there. And people have said, you know, well, have you thought about just taking them down? And I'm like, you know what? It's the evolution of this thing. And I finally decided to kind of like change it up and switch and make a second season. But I had done like 120 plus episodes. I'm now over 200. And I thought, you know what, just let's just keep this thing rolling. But what do you say to people? I'm like literally mortified. I just brought this up again because now I know there are going to be people that are going to be like, I got to go listen to that episode. But what do you tell people about when they first start and what will happen to them as they continue to do their podcast?
I mean, well, you've said it right there. It's never, well, for one, it's never going to be perfect, right? So get that out of the way, first of all. And just, it's okay. It's okay to get it wrong. It's okay to stumble on your words. But the more you do it, the easier it becomes. And that's why I say, yeah, it was foolish of me, really, to think that everybody could just go and do like I had, I suppose. But just start, because it will come. You know, the more you do it, the easier it becomes. It will just come, you know, as long as you're speaking from the heart, you know your stuff, right? So just choose a topic, discuss that topic, and just go with it. There's no right or wrong. And I think people aren't looking for the perfect production, the perfect, it's not like getting up on stage and delivering a keynote. Right? It doesn't have to be that structured and that perfect. It purely is you showing up to serve whoever you're looking to serve. So just be real, because I think that's, again, the beauty of a podcast. People will be drawn to you who are going to resonate with you. Look, I've got pink hair. I am not going to necessarily
attract. It's fabulous, by the way, everyone. If you aren't watching us on YouTube, get on over there. The Relaunch Podcast. Come on. It is so, or the Relaunch Co., I think it is, but it is so great. You really, you have such a, you just emit energy. And that's, I love having you. But I do want to ask you though, really, really fast. I said at the beginning, there are over 3 million podcasts. For people that are listening, it's like, okay, so I get into podcasting. How is anyone ever going to find my podcast? What do you say to that?
Well, you really want to be on all the platforms because Spotify and Apple are the biggest. And again, it's going to be, it depends. You never really know, right? For us, Apple is our biggest one. But you can make it really easy for yourself. You know, there are companies like Buzzsprout, or we personally use Podbean. So once you've published one, once you've set it up, it automatically goes absolutely everywhere. I'm all about omnipresence. The beauty of a podcast is that you can use it in the written format via a blog and embed the podcast in the video format. Like you've just said, you can have a YouTube channel and put the video of it, and then the audio goes on the podcast. And there are so many podcast platforms out there now that it's one piece of content gone absolutely everywhere. So it's the perfect platform.
How many podcasts do you really think? Because you said there's so many that are people start and then they just stop. How many do you really think there are?
Oh.
Half of that?
That are actually running and still running.
Yeah.
I think the last thing I looked at was about 1.5 million.
And I want people to realize that that's still in its infancy. When you think about TV, you think about streaming, you think about all of the other things, even, you know, as you said about radio, I did the radio stint too for a year. And those episodes for that hour, that 54 minutes or whatever it was, long. They just kept going. And I thought, oh, you know, just a different vehicle. Oh my gosh. Even if I want to keep going with somebody, great. I have the opportunity to do that. But when you are like, you have to take a commercial break, I found it constraining. And so yes. I appreciated what you said about podcasting. So if we are talking about how, like, once you figure out, okay, I know that I have a topic I can really talk about. Your program, and what is, tell us about the name of it. Tell us about what you actually do with people. If I were to say, hey, I want to start a new podcast, or I want to grow my podcast, because I know you do both, right?
Well, we run monthly workshops where we sort of give our formula. We give what is the process to give your blueprint? Because, you know, it is all about the prep, because otherwise you will get overwhelmed. You will get distracted. There are so many moving parts, and there's the fine balance. We don't want to overwhelm people too much, but if you have it all set, so you know exactly what you need to do with regards to, and you talk about, you know, you might have a topic, but be careful not to, you know, I think in the digital space, all the gurus say micro niche, micro niche, micro niche. And I would say the opposite with podcasting, because be careful, right? You might run out of topics to talk about if you do sort of micro niche. So it's far better to open it up a little bit more.
Interesting. I haven't even thought about it that way. That's a really great, great way that you just phrased that. And good for me that there are plenty of relaunches out there.
Yes. Yes. You've got a wide enough, it could cover a completely wide stance there, can't it? It could be, everybody and anybody can have a relaunch. Right. And yes, we were always taught, you know, come down. And when I started, I did start with two shows. I had a coffee with Karen, and then because of done the keto, I had a keto coffee with Karen, but I dropped it because it was like, okay, how many things can you talk about with regards to that? It was too micro niche. If I opened it up and had a whole health and wellness one, and, you know, keto could have been a topic and you could have had other little topics within that. But yeah, be careful that you don't bring it in, because I think that's what stopped some, because they'd, oh, well, I've talked about that and I've talked about that. What else is there? So have a broad enough base so that you can bring in different guests and you can cover a lot of different topics within your sort of niche, as it were.
That's a great suggestion. So good. And I one other thing that I do want to mention is you just said about you had two podcasts. People in kind of my world recently have said, well, you know, should I start another podcast? It's a little bit different. What do you suggest? Because what I'm hearing is maybe just, you know, once a month have a segment on that. Is that possible?
Yes, you could. I mean, I would say, again, only, and this is speaking from experience, at the beginning of last year, so 2023, I went from one show a week to three for 7 months.
Wow.
7 months. And I came very close to burnout by the end of it because, well, you know what it's like, you know, all the post-production, it was too much.
Yeah.
It was too much. So be careful there not to, you know, because then it doesn't become enjoyable. For me, this is the most fun way of running the business.
Right.
But yeah, you know, one a week is more than enough. And I would say that you can switch. So my show was, yeah, Coffee with Karen, A Cup of Positivity with just a sprinkling of woo-woo. I thought it was a fun name, but there was no alignment with my business. And now my podcast is called The Podcast Profits Unleashed Podcast. You know, my website is Podcast Profits Unleashed. My workshops, podcast. Everything is in alignment. And I think it's crystal clear on what we do. And I think that's what was missing. My whole business was very disjointed. It didn't really sort of show what it was, you know, that I was doing. But as I said at the beginning, I didn't know what I wanted to do at the beginning. So I built it all backwards. But for anybody starting now, make sure it's in alignment with your purpose, your vision, your whole business, so that it's crystal clear to people, you know, it's all in alignment. So people know exactly what it is you do. And when they're ready, because it's all about the listener, you can attract your ideal client. You can create your ideal client because as they listen to you, when they're ready, they will come into your world.
Karen Roberts, so good. And I want to know, you've already mentioned a few places, but like, let's just say it again. How can people get in touch with you? They're ready. They want to start a podcast, grow their podcast. Where do they go?
podcastprofitsunleashed.com/free. That's my little mini course and give you a sort of an overview of if you're looking to start one, that will probably be the first step.
And everyone has been asking lately, because there's so much good content in these, when I say they're in the show notes. They're in the show notes on Apple. And then we also have on our website, The Relaunch Co., more information about this podcast. So, Karen, thank you for being here. And when you're listening to this and you know you have a story, a message, a product that you want to get out there and you want to start talking about and you're passionate about it, one of the best vehicles, storytelling, talking, and think about all the people you could bring on to your podcast that you could talk to, those people that you've been like idolizing or following or wanting to know, like, how did they get to where they are? It gives you a perfect platform to do it. So everyone, live now, love now, relaunch now, and we will see you next week. Take care.
All right, that's a wrap for today's episode of the Relaunch Podcast. If you felt a spark, a shift, or a little nudge from our show today, why not leave a 5-star review on iTunes? It helps us spread the word, so please share this episode with someone who could use that same spark. Make sure to check out therelaunch.com/podcast for the goodies from today's episode. And remember this, right now is your golden opportunity to shift and relaunch into the life you've always imagined. Let's continue to build our own powerful stories of resilience and reinvention. Until next time, ready, set, relaunch.